Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from FIU. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threat and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Will that be you?
Yes.
And is your home a single family home, townhome, apartment, condominium, or manufactured or mobile home?
It is a apartment.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
Rent.
And please tell me what year was your home built. An estimated is fine.
I don't know.
But in the 70s, 80s, maybe 90s or 2000?
I really don't know.
Okay. Just let me, give me 1 second. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
All my life.
And how many years exactly?
58.
Thank you. And have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following, a tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, 3, Category 4, or a Category 5 hurricane?
Well, I was here for Andrew.
Okay. And did you remember the category of Andrew?
I think Andrew was a 4.
Okay. And did you remember the year?
1992, August 25th,
yeah. 1992. Thank you. And have you or any adult in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane, yes or no?
No, we were not damaged. We lived in Miami Beach when that happened, and we had nothing. We even had light and everything.
But right now, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely vulnerable somewhat or
no,
not?
This place has impact windows.
Okay, so not too vulnerable, or just somewhat?
Somewhat, I guess, but not
just
too.
Somewhat. And now, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Put up hurricane shooters, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of a relative, friend in another area, or I would not make any preparations. My home is already prepared.
Well, I won't even be staying here because I work for a nursing home, so I will be going with my nursing home.
Okay. Is that in the state or another state?
No, here in Miami.
Okay. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain? Just somewhat or not too certain?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, just somewhat, or not certain at all?
I don't understand that question.
How certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself from hurricane damage? Are you very certain about that?
Fine. Yes,
or not?
Very certain.
And
very certain.
Select your top 3 sources of information. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp. Your top 3.
4. What am I checking this for?
Your top 3 sources of information. Just to have
for me to search for information?
Your top 3 sources of information is the radio,
in other
TV.
Words, for me to look up information?
Yes, correct.
Everything I look up in the computer. My computer,
so,
my phone, I can use the radio, I mean everything.
But I need to select your top 3. Is the radio?
It doesn't matter, you can pick anything because I use all of them.
Okay, but did you have a top
just
3?
Just pick any, it doesn't matter. Sir, it
I
doesn't matter.
Yes, it matters because I need to read everything verbatim. I just have to select 3 options. Is the internet, radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, or social media, or WhatsApp?
Internet, social media, TV, I don't know.
Okay, that's your top 3. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Most prepared, 5, most prepared.
And have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm, transportation costs, property taxes, cost of housing, cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials, cost of childcare?
I don't own the place.
So none of the above has affected your hurricane preparedness?
No.
And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone, yes or no?
No, no.
And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to your home within 24 hours.
I already explained to you, I don't evacuate. I leave with the nursing home. I don't stay home.
Okay, but I need to read everything verbatim. So the last question, the last option is, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
I've never been evacuated, no.
And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will not live under any circumstances?
I will go to friends or family.
And how many vehicles are available in the household?
One.
And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? The federal government, state government, local government, or you think government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I guess federal government, FEMA.
Federal government. And now we're almost done with the third. We're 75%. Thank you so much for help. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? From 1 to 5.
Zero.
That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk, how much confidence?
Zero. I have no confidence in the government.
Okay. That new development takes into account hurricane wind risk.
I don't have any local. No, I don't have any confidence.
Okay, zero.
I have zero. Everyone that has to do with confidence in the government is zero.
Okay.
I have no confidence in the government.
But again, I need to read everything verbatim. Just two more, okay? That new development takes into account flood risk. From 1 to 5?
The what?
That new development takes into account flood risk. From 1 to 5, how much confidence?
1.
That building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
1.
And the last few questions are about sea level rise, and we're done. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected, yes or no?
Yes.
And will you consider selling your home in the private market as part of a government buyout program?
I don't own it.
And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, or increase both income and property taxes?
I don't know.
Okay. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation above and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely, moderately, somewhat, slightly, or not at all concerned?
Moderately.
And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to 3, 3 to 5, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20, or more than 20 years?
3 to 5. 3-5.
And the last few questions for general background, and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age? Is between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or older?
55 to 64.
And what is your gender, for quality purposes of the call?
Female.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your house?
One more.
And are under 12 years old? How many?
None. Zero.
Are 65 or older?
1.
And what is your marital status? Single, never married? Married or living with partner, widow, divorced or separate?
Married.
Okay.
Married.
What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
A master's degree.
And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
Yes.
And what racial group do you identify yourself with? White Caucasian, Black African American, Asian, Native American, or other race not listed?
White.
And what language? Yeah, what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
And the last question, please tell me, which is the income range for your household? Is just stop me when I get the right category. It's under $20,000, between $20,000 to $30,000, $30,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000.
What is this?
The income range for your household.
Oh, the income.
Yeah.
$100,000.
Over $100,000, okay? And these are all the questions I had. Thank you very much for your responses. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Okay. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.